This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, April 13th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a preview of next week's election for the Champaign School Board, what the candidates think about the current administration. We'll also have a forecast for the weekend from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. An Army spokesman says a new plan to transport chemical waste from Indiana's Newport Chemical Depot to Texas to destroy it is looked upon as the best given financial constraints. Greg Mayhall with the U.S. Army Chemical Materials Agency says the plan could still fall through. He notes two prior attempts to dispose of the byproduct have failed amidst public opposition, and an environmental group is proposing a lawsuit against the government to stop this latest proposal. Some environmental groups say shipping the byproduct is dangerous and all the processing should be done on site at Newport. But Mayhall says they don't have the money to handle VX waste using the technology they had originally planned to use.
And we just don't have it scaled up to that point. No one in private industry has that scaled up to point, so we're looking at a funding needs and research and development as well as military construction.
The neutralization of the VX is nearly half complete and should be finished within 12 to 18 months. Under the current plan, Mayhall says the VX byproduct would be burned in a high-temperature incinerator in Port Arthur, Texas, and resulting ash would be deposited in a nearby landfill. Mayhall says despite opposition to any plan to transport the VX, there's also support for the latest proposal in both Indiana and Texas. An environmental group says a combination of renewable energy and more efficient homes and transportation are the keys to reducing the threat of global warming. That message is not new, but the group Environment Illinois says a 22% increase in carbon dioxide emissions in Illinois since 1990 is a sign that the nation is going the wrong way in cutting greenhouse gases. The group endorses federal legislation to reduce emissions by 15% by the year 2020. University of Illinois atmospheric science professor Don Wubbles says the usually conservative scientific community is battling skepticism over their warnings that climate change has serious consequences for humans.
This is a very real problem, and it scares me. And we got to figure out a way of getting out of this problem. You know, we've made this mess. Let's clean it up.
Another U of I researcher, Angus Rockett, says research into cleaner-burning coal-fired power plants is only a short-term response. He says the so-called Future Gen initiative, which Illinois is bidding to win, involves sequestering CO2 deep into the earth, but the gas could still leak out over time. Top Illinois lawmakers appear willing to put up state money to help attract the Olympics to Chicago. Sean Crawford has more.
A decision is expected this weekend on whether Chicago or Los Angeles will be the American entry to host the 2016 Summer Games. The state of California has already agreed to help underwrite the games in the event they would lose money. Illinois looks like it will follow suit, as both Governor Rod Blagojevich and House Speaker Mike Madigan favor the idea. Madigan expressed his support in a letter to the chair of the Chicago Olympic Exploratory Committee. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says most expect the Olympics would be profitable.
The likelihood that the state would ever be tapped to make up a deficit seems very, very remote, but it seems like a good way to express the state's support for this bid, which, as you know, goes before the U.S. Olympic Committee this coming weekend.
Chicago has already agreed to guarantee $250,000, while the state would put up an additional $150 million under the latest proposal. The state money would come from a general revenue fund. Chicago has never hosted the Olympic Games, and the backing of public money could help the city get the chance. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney gave Chicago some encouragement yesterday. He said Chicago would be a wonderful place to host the Olympics, but was careful not to choose sides between Chicago and L.A. The United States Olympic Committee will pick its choice city tomorrow. Romney has experience when it comes to the Olympics. He's headed up the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City, Utah. Several major issues remain unresolved as Indiana lawmakers move into the final stretch of this year's legislative session. Lawmakers from the Democratic-controlled House and the Republican-controlled Senate are working to find compromises on bills as the April 29th adjournment deadline for the session approaches. The only thing lawmakers are required to do this session is pass a two-year budget, and there are some significant differences between versions passed by the House and Senate. Both would increase basic spending on schools by more than 3% over each of the next 2 years, but there are differences in the way the money would be doled out. There are also pending bills on property tax restructuring and relief, slot machines at horse tracks in Indiana, and health care initiatives that could be funded by increased cigarette taxes. An audit finds the state of Illinois failed to charge monthly premiums to hundreds of children who were enrolled in a health care program. Amanda Vinicky reports the problem is being blamed on a computer programming error.
The point of the All Kids program is to provide any child living in Illinois with health care coverage. There are no income limits. Anyone can join. While it's free for families living in poverty, those who earn more are supposed to pay monthly premiums. Those range from $25 a month to $300. However, an audit discovered the state never billed hundreds of families who were supposed to have paid. Amy Rosenband, a spokeswoman for the Department of Health Care and Family Services, says she doesn't know how much money Illinois lost because of the program, but
since the financial impact was so negligible, it is unlikely that we will go back to recoup those payments.
Although families are supposed to be kicked out of the All Kids program for failing to pay, Rosenband says no child was refused health care. She says the problem was quickly fixed. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Candidates for the Champaign Unit 4 School Board answered questions about the consent decree, No Child Left Behind, and school resource officers in a PTA forum last night in Champaign. But one question that wasn't asked was how candidates felt about the administration of Superintendent Arthur Culver. AM 580's Jim Meadows asked that question after the forum was over, and seven of the candidates gave their answers.
As the crowd dispersed following last night's candidates' forum, some of the Unit 4 candidates had words of praise for Culver and many of the people he's brought to the district. They complimented his efforts to meet the requirements of the consent decree and his focus on academic achievement. But candidate Chuck Jackson thought that maybe the district's administrative staff could be a bit smaller.
I definitely think it could be streamlined. I mean, if we can get rid of extra layers of bureaucracy, that money is immediately freed up for salaries at a teacher level or programs. There's no shortage of places we can put money.
Sue Gray said the general public is unhappy with Unit 4's administration and that Culver needs to do more to communicate with them.
I think they feel very shut off from Mr. Culver in particular, and that he's not responsive. Now, I see Mr. Culver in a different light. Our sons play basketball together, and we cheer for our kids, and, you know, to me, he's very personable. But I also think that he has a certain amount of accountability to this community, and he needs to be visible, and he needs to be more accessible to people.
John Bambanek also said the administration needed to be more accountable.
There's a perception that the schools aren't really a part of the community. They're an island unto themselves. And that really needs to change for the schools to be able to move forward. And there's various things the schools are doing, or the board and the administration is doing to undermine that confidence. It really needs to stop. The contract extensions, particularly the one 2 years ago on election night, that kind of stuff just can't happen.
Bambanek's criticism included the Unit 4 school board as well as Culver. Several candidates said it was the board that needed to change how it oversees the administration, including candidate Christine Chalifou.
The board has been very reactionary for quite some time. There's been a lot going on with the consent decree, which has kind of forced that. But I really do. We talked a lot about planning tonight, and I feel very strongly that we also need to put together plans so that we have something to look back to help us guide the decisions we make.
Former Champaign Teachers Union President Greg Novak said the school board needed to follow through on making sure administrative promises are kept.
This is not just a problem with our current board. It goes back into the 90s when we made agreements in the late 90s with the plaintiffs that the board failed to see carried out, which led to the consent decree. Then we've had parts of the consent decree which were agreed to in 2002, but we never started working on until after the deadline had passed. There needs to be accountability. The board has to step up. If they agree to something, they have to make sure it gets carried out.
Melody Rosales says the Unit 4 school board hasn't been living up to its fiduciary responsibility to oversee the administration.
We have allowed and rewritten rules and bylaws to allow who the person we're supposed to, if I'm talking as if I was a board member, that we're supposed to supervise is supervising us. And I would like to see the board take back ownership of managing the school district and supervising the administration as it is supposed to do.
And incumbent school board member Manoska Alcantara said the school board and administration together had failed to address the underlying social problems that keep many students from achieving adequate yearly progress in school.
Until we address them properly, we will not be able to advance. You know, there's going to be some growth like we've seen, but to be honest, AYP is the minimum that we can expect from any school. I don't want to be a school that is singing praises because we got AYP. I want to be a school that is saying, I am one of the top schools in the nation. That's what I want to see, and it takes a lot.
These seven candidates, plus Scott McAdam, are competing for the chance to help oversee Superintendent Culver and his administration for the next 4 years. Four seats are open on the Champaign School Board. In addition, incumbent Nathaniel Banks is running unopposed for a 2-year term. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Cool weather is kind of tough to shake off or in the two-state area, at least for tomorrow as well as the rest of the day today. Look for a mostly sunny day in the north today, in west-central Illinois becoming cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon. In east-central Illinois and across central Indiana, sunshine in the morning, then increasing clouds in the afternoon. In the south, mostly cloudy with showers arriving. Highs today ranging from 46 in the north to 56 in far south-central Indiana. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be increasingly cloudy in the north tonight. In central sections, cloudy with rain arriving, maybe mixing with wet snow in western Illinois. In the south, cloudy with rain. Lows tonight ranging from 29 in far northwestern Illinois to 42 in the far south. In the north tomorrow, cloudy with scattered light rain and snow showers. In central sections for Saturday, cloudy with periods of rain and even snow. In the south, cloudy with rain. And highs tomorrow ranging from 38 in some central locations to around 50 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, April 13th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.